Welcome to another Transatlantic Express. My name is DJ Ian. It is Friday, July 18th, 2024. Apparently we've had an IT apocalypse overnight. Doesn't seem to be doing anything here, but apparently planes are not taking off. Things are happening. It's worse than the 2000 or something. Who knows? Some security patch has messed things up. Ah, well. So welcome to the show. We do this every Friday, 12 till 2, live on the houseofprog.com. And then we go out again, hopefully, on CJSF 90.1 FM in the Greater Vancouver area on Tuesday nights. Didn't go out on last week. It was a bit of a cock-up. People go on holidays. On today's show, you're going to be hearing tracks from a compilation album that came up in 1983 called The Waterfront. We started the show off with Katie Rouge, that's KT, Fields of Flanders, and then we're going to get into my band, or at least the online version of it, and we're going to be playing tracks from my most recent album, and then we're going to do a classic 1976 UFO No Heavy Petting for the rest of the show. So we're all over the place musically. Stick with us. We've got lots of good tunes coming your way. We're going to get going with a band called The Mates. And something called Innocent Eyes.
Would you believe me if I told you that I loved you?
listening to DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prague. Also on CJSF Radio, Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada at 90.1 FM. is a band called Benedict and the Insomniacs, a track called Hey Ma Pa. A lot of these tracks are pretty cool. They have, you know, a personal vibe going on. You can tell they're writing from the heart. And definitely that one. Seventh Victim from the Debutantes that went on to be Go For Three. Now, there's a band that I do know who were around. I know Gord Bedanik was in that band, in both bands, I believe. And a good friend of mine, Dave Bedanik's his brother, or younger brother. Seventh Victim, I think my guess from that is that it's inspired by some of the Picton stuff going on at the time, which would have been right there in the early 80s, the Debutantes. And The Mate's Innocent Eyes, and starting the show off with Field of Flanders by K.T. Rouge. Now, more than likely, you've never heard of any of these, and that's the whole intention. So it's from an album, a double compilation on Highland Records, that's H-Y-L-A-N-D, and yeah. It's basically Vancouver bands, and it came out in 1983. And it's a double album. I picked it up at Hooked on Phono, which no longer exists, apparently. So, yeah, $20. I'd say it's good. It was right of that period, and that's the only way, really, to kind of get to know a lot of those Vancouver bands that were around at that time. And I was just getting into working and volunteering at CJSF up at SFU around 82, 83. So, yeah, that's this would have been stuff that we would play on that station at the time. All right, so we're going to continue with a few more from this. We're not playing the whole thing because it is a double album. And then we're going to play some of my tunes and then finish off the show with some UFO from No Heavy Petting from 1976, some classic UFO. And we can talk about that stuff in a bit. But here's the Ed Sells, or the Rockin' Ed Sells as they were often known, and a track called Choose Your Game right here on the House of Prog and on CJSF 90.1 FM.
The night's just begun, though it's almost 10. Gotta hit the groove before our time ends. There was just no way. As an opening act, it's the price you pay. You wanna see people just rocking all around, but they're just sitting and drinking them down. Just round the corner, we could win it all. You gotta think this way just to keep on the go. Critical views coming every which way. You're playing the game, at least you can say. If a night gets rough with my nerve at its end, and I get kicked down, I'll get up again. The top. I don't have to be there.
to win. You know that game that steals your soul. Been putting in time, playing the role. Just let it free.